Welcome to The Credit Connection with High Tech Lending's David Brown, helping you get your finances in order and get you the credit you deserve. The Credit Connection, here on KSMA, 1240 AM, 99.5 FM, and 1240KSMA.com. Now, from High Tech Lending, David Brown.
Welcome to the show, The Credit Connection. I'm your host, David Brown, with High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. At The Credit Connection, we want to connect you with the credit you need and want for your home, business, and personal use. Here we discuss all things creditworthy, such as lenders, FICO scores, interest rates, credit cards, reverse and forward mortgages. You name it, if it has to do with credit or money, we'll discuss all the aspects. I want to start this week with a little success story. First of all, not all mortgages come from banks or institutions. Seller's carried financing is much more common than you may think. We had a young couple wanting to buy a home for themselves, but their ratios and the type of income was blocking the loan approval for typical institutional lenders. They then asked the seller to carry with the same terms as the bank. And indeed, they agreed. This reduced the cost and made the process much easier for the purchase. If the bank says no, ask the seller. It may help them in many ways, such as having continued secured income every month, much higher than the bank or savings account would offer. And there's also some tax savings in the way of an installment sale. So just because the bank says no and you still want that property, I do encourage you to ask the seller to carry their a mortgage. I also encourage you to submit your questions and scenarios through our website, reloans.com. Hit the Contact Us tab and leave your question or comment. You can also call us at 805-686-2321. Today's program comes from our local paper, basically. I was reading the local paper and the long list of burglaries, crime, and other misdemeanors that were reported. Just last week, I stopped in at a doctor's office late in the afternoon here in Santa Maria. I opened up the door and no one was around, so I rang the little bell, you know, the one at the hotel, ding, ding, you know, type of thing. And I waited around and still nobody came. The front desk reception was empty. I waited about 2 minutes. And the security alarm started going off. I guess I changed a motion sensor or something like that. But the front door was open, but nobody was around. And I guess they'd closed for the day. And when they left, the door swung shut but didn't lock. Now I'm on camera. Alarms are going off. The property is still not secure. So I call 911. After giving them the status and the contact information, they told me they'd send an officer in just a few minutes. Well, after about 15 minutes had gone by, still no police car. So the people next door finally woke up to the fact that the alarms were going off. They came over and they said they would wait for the police because they would still be there. So I went on my way. And but anyway, it was not without some fun for my day setting off alarms. Today, our guest will give us an insider's look at some home security and keeping our treasures safe. Today in the studio, we want to welcome Abe Schreiber. Abe is CEO of SecurePro. Abe, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Glad you're here. Abe, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started in the security industry.
So years ago, I spent some time in the Navy and got to learn a lot about commercial and government type of security systems. Went into technology after I got out and started a security company back east. Came to California and started up again. And so SecurePro, we're based in Santa Barbara and have offices in San Luis. We do all types of stuff, everything from home to commercial. I've worked with the state of California as an expert witness. I've gotten awards from the U.S. government in the areas of terrorism and security as well from the FBI. So lots of different background in security.
Well, that's a high level, FBI and Homeland Security. You could tell us more, but you'd have to kill me.
Exactly.
Okay, I can appreciate that. But you're also a Navy veteran. Thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you.
And you're an officer, lieutenant?
I was a lieutenant in the Navy, yeah.
Okay, well, great. What licenses do you have to operator, be a security type person, either for installation or for?
So there's a lot of different areas to start from. At a minimum in the security industry, there is an organization in the state of California called the Bureau of Security and Investigative Services, the BSIS, and it's a well-organized and highly licensed area. So that helps you get in and be able to do the alarm systems, the BERG, things like guard work and stuff like that that you'd like to do. But the other side of it is that you have to be a state of California contractor. So the licensing board, that's CSLB, and those are, so I'm an electrician as well.
Okay.
So you have to have those both sides to be able to install and do cameras or do alarm systems or do access control.
Okay.
And do those pieces.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's a licensing for the trade, basically, if you will.
Yeah.
And then are you bonded and things of that nature as well?
Well, just
is that a different level? Or?
Well, no, to be bonded, you have to, so the CSLB requires every contractor to have a bond, and you have to carry insurance. Those are those two things that they do there. The big one the BSIS does is it does federal background checks. So every employee of our company has been vetted by both the California and the Department of Justice for background checks, criminal activity, multiple DUIs, that kind of stuff. Things that would lead you to want to steal.
Right.
You don't want those employees.
Right. So. Right. Perfect. All right. Well, what are the hot issues with residential security today?
Sure. Sure. So the last, I'd say 3 or 4 years have been a big change for security. Right. So the advent now, we've had cameras and stuff for and alarm systems for 20, 30 years, whatever it might be.
Right.
The last few years, the price points have come down. The technology of, the internet and how people can like facial recognition, things like that, that are happening. But the big areas that we have going on right now, and especially in throughout the country and locally, are, the package theft, right? So everybody's doing Amazon, the packages are being left, criminals are following the trucks, they get dropped off, they see the FedEx guy, they're going to, try and grab something, and they know they're going to get something, right? So those are the big ones. We've got a lot more break-ins. We know that the drug epidemic is people just want credit cards and quick cash things. They're not going in to steal your TVs and all this stuff and try to fence that kind of stuff. They're going in for things they can get and
jewelry
turn into
and
something.
Cash.
Yeah, very small, quick grab and go type stuff. So a lot of those break-ins that we're seeing throughout the Central Coast, a lot of them are just sliding the doors open. They're not smashing every window to try and get in your home and ransacking it. They're really, trying 3 or 4 doors. Which one can I go into, and what car can I, grab stuff out of that I see when I'm driving by, or walking by. We're also seeing a lot of, areas of change in both fire protection and, the laws changed on carbon monoxide and smoke detectors in homes.
Right.
And the biggest thing that we see nationwide that relates to the home alarm system is water leaks and flooding.
Okay.
So the insurance company's the number one loss in America is to do with water leaks and flooding. So because when you flood a washing machine floods, you lose a whole first floor. Could be hard. It's everything has to go. The mold, if you don't get it in time, it's day goes by. You're ripping walls down. So those are the big areas that are happening.
And there's security alarms that pick that up.
Yeah. So when you put in monitoring tape, now there's a lot of new technologies to, water flow valves and all kinds of smart technology.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it's great to get a text in your phone, but if you don't look at the text all the time and get that information, it's gone. So you do want to put in, if you have valuables, your home, that is the difference. And maybe we'll talk a little bit more, but the professional systems are, making sure that they're tied to something that is going to look at that alert, call you, and if not, call somebody else for you to get help.
Well, and you say that's a professional system. I can go to Costco and I can pick up a DI, do-it-yourself kit for security, but it wouldn't be anything near that kind of sophistication. Or I guess, how do I plan what I need for protecting my home or assets?
Sure. So as I tell everybody, you have to kind of do an audit, right? Start with an audit, and you can do. You don't have to be you know, go to a professional to do this. You can do this yourself, right? Mm-hmm. You can, you know, take a look around and see the common things. So lighting, that's an easy one for people to do, right? There's no, you know, make sure you have floodlights around your home.
Mm-hmm.
Something that turns on and makes somebody go, hey, you know, so you can go out today and go to Home Depot or Lowe's or wherever it might be, hardware store, and pick up some floodlights. And those are good to have, right? You know, check your bulbs, make, you know, the LED stuff that's on now isn't burning out as fast. So you don't have to be like, oh, I put this thing up and it's out. Landscape lighting is really a great thing for security, not just it looks nice. But then you get into your home and you kind of look at the doors and your windows. Do you have animals? How all that goes? And so you can do some assessment. But the you know, cameras and stuff. So you can go down. You can go to, again, Best Buy or wherever it might be. You can go online. And you can order cameras. And today, you know, things like the Nest, the Ring, those kinds of things, you can put those up in an hour or two. You can hire a handyman, your electrician, whoever it might be, to come out and do that. And you can at least have some level of security. Mm-hmm. So that's where the doorbell cameras are just phenomenal.
Right.
You know.
Well, that's that package theft that you were talking about with FedEx and so forth.
You know, getting people in real time is one thing, right? So it motions, it's going to ring your phone. You're going to quickly look at your phone and see, hey, you can talk to the person or not, or see them taking off. But you're starting to see a lot of communities where people are posting this on Facebook. And by the time the person's not even, like, you know, down the block, they're already, you know, someone is going after.
Watching it, yeah.
So we've had a lot of crimes that have been stopped lately from just those simple ring devices, things like that are out there. And there's a whole slew of them, and they were the first, and now there's probably 10 different companies, sort of like the Fitbit, right? There was one Fitbit, and now you go to any of the electronic stores, there's 20 devices that look the same, and you're like, which is the difference, you know?
Yeah.
And it's up to you. It's like buying a TV. You got to just find the one that's right, that feels good for you, has some features that are important, text messaging, or can be tied into a more professional system.
Right. Well, good. So how do you make a design for that? Now you've done your audit. Now how do you design? Because going back to where you were saying with regards to floodlights going off with motion sensors or whatever, I saw a cute little, it was a sprinkler. And it had a little motion sensor on it, so it would water your grass if somebody walked on it, and you didn't want them on the lawn or whatever. They were going to get wet. So
And that's a great thing. That's a deterrent, right?
Deterrent, yeah.
You want deterrence. You want people, this is a pain. I'm out of here.
Yeah,
I don't want to be dealing with this. And so those little deterrents can happen. There's a ton of them now. So that's where I'm getting to. There's a lot of technology, and too much to list in the talk we're having right now.
Right,
but the big part about systems is that, you know, you start with, you know, there's alarm, mm-hmm. it's protecting the perimeter of your home, and you start there. You know, then we talked about flooding, we talked about fire. You start layering onto your piece. And so that is the difference between, like, you know, you can buy point products, like we just talked about, that Ring doorbell, right? And then they make other products along the way, and they, you know, they're trying to put it all together as a solution for you. But you really should maybe call out somebody. Like a Secure Pro, an ADT, a Bay Alarm, whatever it might be, call one of these guys out and have them, you know, talk to you about different places. Most people give free estimates to at least look and talk about it. You do want to talk to people that are open to technology, right? Versus just I'm focused just on doing your alarm.
What's the minimum level of home security that a person should have besides maybe a good lock?
Dog. No, just kidding. You know, so the lock is one of the most important pieces. When you're kind of bringing that up, that's where kind of, you know, we talked about, like, that a ring type device or something at the front door. Next thing is the lock. So today you can buy 10 different types, whether it's a Schlage or a Kwikset or whoever it might be. You can start down at knowledge stores, Home Depot, and you can get yourself a smart lock. Mm-hmm. And so my big thing is to tell people at my home, no one has a key to the house. Once we moved in, all the keys were taken off. No one was given one. And we have smart locks.
Right.
And so you can tell when people come and go.
Right.
So I like it for a parent. You know your kid came home because you got a text. Hey, you know, coming home after school, whatever, whether it's the nanny or your children, you know they're home. And so, okay, don't bother them for 15 or 20 minutes while they're settled in.
Could be the maid.
Could be the maid.
And you can change their code so they can no longer get in.
Exactly.
or worry about copying a key.
Perfect. And it's low cost. You're not talking thousands of dollars. You're talking $100 to $200 to get started, maybe a couple of, you know, plus installation, you know, and you can have a system that at least lets you know what's going on at your, who's coming and going to your house.
Right.
And then you layer it on with a system like a, you know, some camera of some kind. And then you get to that next layer. If you want to make sure that when the door opens and it's, you see someone there and you want to make sure the police are coming, you can call them, but the world is a little bit, you know, like that's where the alarm company, they the behind the scenes, they call operator to operator. They get immediate response. Right. They get a, you know, it moves you up the food chain a bit in what I call the dispatch level.
Okay.
Because there's that verification of the system and that kind of piece. And so, again, it's a lot about layers. So having that plan, like I said, starting out with the landscape lighting, right? And then you start going inward to locks and the perimeter of the system. And you do then, you know, water detection devices on you.
Right.
You know, we sell, typically we, you know, coming to people, and what's more important is, you know, a lot of people are seeing, you know, professional systems get that insurance discount.
Right.
The reason why is that we can say we're licensed, what was put in was installed correctly, and we can give you a certificate to allow you to go to your insurance company and get that. Every it doesn't matter who you're going to for insurance, right? They have those questions, and it could be worth 5%, or if you're in certain homes, you can't even get insurance without fire monitoring.
Right.
Today, right? You have to have smoke detectors or your sprinklers monitored
in
your residence here in you know, Santa Barbara County, for sure. There's certain towns that will not let you get the building permit finished and move in without monitoring, even on residents now.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Well, good. Hey, right now we're going to take a little short break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Abe Shriver, Secure Pro. Be right back.
Hi, David Brown here from American Senior, a division of High Tech Lending. I invite you to tune into The Credit Connection on KSMA, Saturday at 12:30. The Credit Connection pulls back the curtain on the credit industry to help you get the credit you deserve. We really enjoy your feedback and questions that relate to credit. Ask questions through our website at reloans.com. Hit the Contact Us tab and leave us your question or comment. Saturday at 12:30, The Credit Connection on KSMA.
Welcome back to the second part of our show, The Credit Connection. If you're just now joining us, we're speaking with Abe Shriver of Secure Pro on home security. Abe, give us a rundown on modern alarm systems.
So earlier we talked about that, you know, they've been around forever, and a lot of people still have forever panel. I just was at a customer this morning, and I'm like, this is 20 plus years old.
Analog?
Well, not, it's, yeah, it's still a phone line. Yeah. So let's start with that, a phone line. Right, so a lot of people have cut the cord. So we've cut cords. People have moved to cellular and connections to the internet. We've got those. Those are our two key primary ways of getting signals from whether it's your panel to your phone to your texting messaging and or to a central station. So that's one of the biggest pieces that's gone on is doing that. But just like anything, when people have old systems, think about like your old TV works sort of, kind of, not always.
Right.
And so low voltage electronics, they are very susceptible to static issues, or, you know, we don't have that much lightning here, but they're susceptible to these issues. And so when you decide that you want it to work, it doesn't work because someone hasn't looked at it in 10 years.
Right.
So you want to make sure you go to something newer.
Upgrade. Yeah.
And so what are the hot areas? So we just talked about the technology, so communications. You do want dual path, meaning if I have an internet connection and I have the cellular, I want to use both. If you go just cellular and people come with a cell jammer, and they are available, you can cell jam stuff. You can jam cell stuff now. So you want to make sure if you have the internet, that's a primary. Cellular is a backup. Cellular does work fine as a primary, and you have the cellular backup and the internet backup. So,
well, what about power outages? There's so many now. Planned power, you know, cuts from PG&E and others. Is that an invitation for?
Well, that's a piece. If you have an old system and no one's changed the battery, and, you know, they're supposed to be changed every 2 years.
Uh-huh.
If you haven't changed the battery, the thing will only last might not last more than a minute when the power's unplugged.
Right.
So you just only, if you have an existing system, you definitely want to make sure that the battery has been recently changed. You also want to, you know, make sure looking to a new panel, lest they're better power consumption and they work better. But the biggest thing on those is that they also have interactive capabilities. If they're connected cellular or internet, then you have that like app on your phone. It's texting you, popping up a message in the real time. So say you have an event. If you have doors and motions inside and say the system goes off and you get a text message or a, you know, that just one door opened, but none of the motions in your house went off. Well, you might have a better feeling to go, okay, maybe the door blew open and that's it. Versus if the door blew open and then you have every motion's going on and off and you're getting all these texts. By the time you're getting that phone call from the central station, you can at least say definitely dispatch the police. Or if, versus, you know, a lot of times now you have one camera, you can go look at the camera and say, okay, no one came in the door.
Right.
And do that. So that's that sort of interactive piece on your phone.
Yep. Well, that leads me to another question, though. If you have a false alarm or a pet sets off the system, is there a charge to the homeowner or for a false report or a false call?
Depends on where you live in different parts of the county. So if you live in downtown Santa Barbara versus Santa Maria, you need permits, right? Okay. So we'll take, you know, certain cities do require you to register your panels, just like a pet. Okay. You know, pay your $40 a year. You get up to, you know, in Santa Barbara, you get two false alarms before they charge you for more.
What is a charge?
$40, and then they go up from there.
Okay.
Yeah, it kind of raises up as they get worse.
Because they feel you're being careless.
Yeah,
about it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, you are definitely every time
and
you dispatch.
Spending their resources, really.
Exactly.
Help us compare different systems and packages. There's the do-it-yourself, there's ADT, there's Simply Safe, there's Secure Pro, Stanley. How do you rate those if as a consumer?
Yeah, so it's just like anything. Okay, you have to go out and shop, right? You have to go out and, you know, it's always good to get more than one quote or estimate for something. You know, it's having a bit of a checklist, what we talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. Your perimeter protection, your some video protection, the lights, the locks, the, you know, thermostats, whatever it might be of interest and importance for you to monitor and manage. Those are questions you're going to ask about. Everybody has a different solution. They like to lead with a certain product. With that product, they like to tie certain parts to it, like, hey, I use Schlage versus Kwikset, whatever it might be. But, you know, you have to kind of listen to the pieces and price performance.
Some homework.
Do some homework.
Just like shopping for a TV, you know, or whatever.
Better Business Bureau, whatever it might be to find out. Ask a friend. I mean, there's, you know, everybody has different experiences with every company.
Going a little further, a little deeper into this, what can a person do for their personal safety when in public or in their car or something like that? Is there any thumbnail things that one might anticipate?
Yeah, sure. So just in general, you know, number one thing about anything is you got to be aware of your surroundings, right? You know, where am I? What am I doing? Go to places you should go. Don't go to places you are worried not to go. If we have, today's world, we have cell phones with us at all times. You know, you can always carry your cell phone in your hand and have it available in case you have issues. You know, make sure you get in your car, lock the door immediately. You know,
just be aware.
Yeah, really be aware is the number one thing.
Of it.
Yep.
What are some of the best practices for personal security for computers, phones, hacking, phishing? I mean, we have most homes have, you know, Alexa do this or Siri tell me this, and why they're named after girls, I don't know, but I'm not going to go there. But Facebook, Google, how do you protect yourself from online ripoffs and security?
Sure. You know, and everyone has a different tact on this. The, you know, tying everything to your Alexa or Siri could be good and bad, right? I mean, we definitely know that we've heard issues. So you can definitely have an interactive alarm system that doesn't have to automatically arm, you know, have Alexa do everything for you. I mean, you know, hey, you can always push a button on an app or go up to the unit and do that. But so the cyber part of it's that other big piece, right? So we all put codes in places. We have to worry about how we send mail. You know, just like any good practice, your home is like your business. You should change your code once in a while. You should make sure everybody has individual codes, right? So that if there's an issue, you can know who it was that had the problem. You know, last person who locked up or the last, you know, kind of piece.
Right.
Do not share them amongst the whole group, because then everybody says, hey, by accident, I gave it to this person. Or when my friend came with me by accident, they were looking over my shoulder. And, you know, you want to make sure you, change them once in a while.
Well, my rule of thumb is to change it like you change your batteries in your smoke alarm, you know, daylight savings time. And when you do that, it's perfect. Time to change your passwords as well. So tell us, what's one of the most comical security stories you might be able to share with us? And be sure and change the names to protect the innocent.
Yeah. But, I'm just trying to think. There's a bunch of them.
Or success.
But, security, people. I was at a place today and literally there it's two doors that go out. Both of them have, the same look and feel for coming in. They spent all this money and worked on all this, access control and alarming on one door. Mm-hmm. But literally, you can just push the second door, leave it open, go out the main door like you're leaving, and someone can just come up. Your buddy can come in and walk in the other door. And it's just as simple as, like, they thought that was all the pieces. And right. So, there's so many different pieces like that that people put systems in. They don't realize what they've got. They get animals. The pets are, it's a lot of different pieces. So.
Well, interesting. I bet you have.
But video is the best. I mean, video, we've captured some all kinds of things. And I can, I'd go into them, but they're pretty fun.
It's a family show. So, don't go too far that way. If somebody has further questions, how would they reach out to you?
There's two ways. So they can they can call me directly, 805-245-2302. If they'd like to send me an email, abe@securepro.com, securepro.com.
Thank you very much. Once again, the clock tells us we're a little bit out of time. So, and what a good time we've had with Abe of Secure Pro. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us and sharing with us your expertise and perspective. Every week at the Credit Connection, we endeavor to earn your trust and provide not just valuable information, but actionable tips of the trade that makes an impact on you. If you agree, please share our program with other friends and family. We post current and previous Credit Connection shows onto our website at reloans.com. For questions or comments, go to our website, reloans.com, or contact us at 805-686-2321. Thanks again for tuning in to the Credit Connection, where we do the work and you get the credit. I'm your host, David Brown, from High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage.
You've been listening to The Credit Connection with David Brown from High Tech Lending. For more information, contact David Brown directly at 805-686-2321. That's 805-686-2321. Or by email at dbrown@hightechlending.com. dbrown@hightechlending.com. And visit David online at reloans.com. That's reloans.com. And tune in next time for High Tech Lending's David Brown and The Credit Connection here on KSMA.